Scott 牧师为我们证道，与上帝再连接。
Next, we have Pastor Scott give us the preach, which is reconnecting with God.
It's always a joy to be with you folks.
每次跟你们在一起总是很开心。
I see you decorated the church for today. Very nice.
看到今天这个教会被装饰起来，为下个星期的小孩子夏令营非常好。
That's a joke. Fyodor Dostoevsky.
杜斯妥耶夫斯基。
One of the greatest Russian novelists of all times.
他是俄国历史上最有名的小说家之一。
And after writing his first book, which was called Poor Folk, it became a bestseller, and he became very successful.
他的第一本小说叫做《穷人》，他非常的成功，成为一本畅销书，然后名誉还有成功就非常快的来到他的身边。
With the success, though, he started to lose control of his life.
他成功以后，他就开始对他的生活失去节制。
He began to drink and he began to party.
他开始酗酒，开始去参加各样的宴会。
And then he began to speak against the Tsar.
然后他就开始批评沙皇。
Now that's not a good thing to do.
这可能不是很妥当。
So he and a group of his fellow speakers were put in jail and they were imprisoned.
所以他跟他一起批评沙皇的一群朋友就被关到监狱里去了。
And they were actually sentenced to death.
他们被判死刑。
So they put hoods over them and they took them to a post and they tied their hands behind the back.
所以他们就被绑起来，穿上死刑的服装，然后被绑在手被绑在后面。
And the firing squad stood in front of them.
所以那个行刑队就准备开枪要枪杀枪击他们。
They said ready.
他们说准备。
Aim.
瞄准。
And you know the next word is supposed to be fire.
你知道下一个话就可能就是开枪了。
But right at the last minute, someone on a horse came in and said, "Stop! Stop! Stop!"
就在最后的一分钟，然后有一个人来说，赶紧停下来，不要射击。
The Tsar.Has decided not to kill them, but to send them to Siberia.
沙皇决定不杀他们，要送他们去西伯利亚做苦力。
Which I'm not sure was a great choice, but at least he was alive.
我们可能觉得这也不是一个很好的一个选择，但至少比死了强。
But as he went to Siberia, someone handed him a New Testament.
就在他去西伯利亚之前，有人给他一本新约圣经。
And while Dostoevsky was in Siberia, he believed the Bible and became a Christ follower.
所以杜斯妥耶夫斯基在西伯利亚就接受耶稣做他的救主。
After his prison term, he was released and came back to St. Petersburg.
当他刑满释放，他就回到那个圣彼得堡。
And there he went to write books like Crime and Punishment, The Idiot, The Brothers Karamazov.
所以他回来以后，他就开始写了很多的小说，有《罪与罚》白痴《群魔》，有《该卡拉马佐夫兄弟》等等等等。
And he became a tremendous success in Russia.
他非常的成功，在俄国非常的成功。
But he became careless with his faith.
但他开始对他的信仰就不是很敬意了。
He stopped reading his Bible because he had so much work to do.
他开始就停止读经，因为他太多的别的事情要做了。
He stopped going to church because he was busy.
他开始不去教会了，因为他觉得自己太忙了。
He lost his connection with God.
他与神的关系就终止了。
And he started to drink.
他又开始酗酒了。
And he started to gamble, and then he had an affair.
他也开始赌博，然后也有婚外情。
And he lost all of his money.
他失掉了他所有的金钱。
And when Dostoevsky died, this gifted writer died as a homeless, penniless person on the streets of St. Petersburg.
当这个非常有才华的作家啊，杜斯托耶夫斯基他死的时候，他是啊穷困潦倒，不名一文，非常绝望的死在啊圣彼得堡的街头上。
He lost his connection with God.
他啊失去了与神的关系。
You know, it's very easy for us to also lose our connection with God.
对我们每一个人来说啊，失去跟神的关系也是非常容易的。
I've been a Christian for over 40 years.
我牧师说他是基督徒有40多年了。
And there are many seasons in that period of time where I've lost my connection with God.
很多时候牧师觉得他与神啊有啊中断关系。
I call them desert experiences.
牧师教就是沙漠的体验。
Times when God just did not seem close to me.
所以有的时候就觉得与神不够亲近。
Times when my faith became very weak, and I wasn't connected to God.
牧师觉得自己的信仰不够强，不能够跟神交通。
Times when my passion for the Lord, I just said I don't have any energy to do that.
然后牧师觉得他的与神的这种热情。越来越少，不能够跟随神。
Times when I couldn't read the word of God and I didn't want to take time to pray.
有的时候牧师也觉得不愿意读圣经，也不愿意来祷告。
I've experienced that as a pastor.
牧师他是一个牧师，他都会经历到这样的光景。
Have you ever experienced it in your life?
你们有没有经历过这样的光景？
I imagine if I were to have a conversation with you and ask,Have you ever gone through a desert experience like this? You would probably say yes.
如果我给你问你，你有没有这样一种沙漠中的经历，你可能会说有。
I believe that there are people in this room right now that are in that experience.
我想在我们中间这个时候就有人有这样的光景。
So what do you do when you find yourself disconnected from God, when your faith is weak inside of you?
所以这个时候，当你感觉你的信仰非常软弱的时候，你该怎么样去做？
What should you do to restore your connection with God and your relationship with Him?
So, 你怎么样去做可以恢复跟神的关系，恢复你的信仰？
That's what I'd like to look at today. A prophet named Elijah who lost his connection.
这就是今天我们要在一起学习，我们看看以利亚是怎么样去恢复他跟神中断的关系。
Because if we can discover his secret, we can apply it to our lives today.
如果我们能够发现以利亚的秘诀，我们就可以用在我们自己的身上。
So there were five steps that he took on his journey to reconnect with God.
所以有一共有五步，我们要跟以利亚是这样重新跟神建立关系。
The first step is to diagnose the cause. What has caused this disconnection?
这第一步就是要来诊断你跟神中断关系的原因是什么。
You have to understand in your own life what's causing you to feel distant from God.
所以你要来检查你的生活，发现到底是什么原因让你跟神隔绝。
Elijah's disconnection was because of several things that were going on in his life.
以利亚与神隔绝，他是有好几个原因。
And the first was that he had replaced his faith with fear.
第一个就是他呢，他的信仰被他的恐惧所代替。
When we are afraid, we will lose our connection with God.
当我们恐惧的时候，我们就会失去跟神的关系。
Now this is an absolute amazing story that took place in chapter 18.
在第十八章，就是前一章，我们看到有一个非常的神奇的一个经历。
And I don't have time to read the whole chapter, but let me tell you the story quickly.
我们没有时间在这里讲第十八章，然后牧师会给我们很快的简介一下。
The whole nation of Israel was disconnected from God.
整个以色列国家这个时候与神隔绝了。
They did not want to obey God and they did not want to follow him.
以色列人这个时候不想顺服神，不想跟从神。
They wanted to follow the God named Baal.
他们要去跟从一个巴利的一个假神。
So the prophet Elijah says, meet me on this mountain. This is called Mount Carmel.
所以以利亚就说我们在加密山来相见。
So the whole nation had gathered there, 850 prophets of Baal and Elijah.
所以大家整个以色列全国家的国民都到这个加密山上去
And Elijah said, let's have a contest.
巴利有五百五十个先知, 然后以利亚只是唯一的神的一个先知, 然后以利亚说, 我们开始有一个决战。
You build an altar, I'll build an altar, and the God that answered by fire, he is the true God.
所以以利亚就说, 我建一个坛, 你们建一个祭坛, 谁来应火来, 回应的, 那就是真神。
Now this is a tremendous advantage for Baal because he is the God of lightning and thunder.
这当然对听起来对巴利是很有好处的, 因为他就是, 电闪, 雷电的一个神。
So the prophets of Baal start early in the morning and they start jumping before their god Baal and saying, Baal, answer with fire!
所以那巴利的那先知们就从早上到下午一直跳个不停, 然后大叫巴利, 听他们的祷告。
After several hours, no answer from Baal.
所以过了很, 好几个小时, 巴利没有回答。
So Elijah builds an altar, and then he pours water all over the altar several times.
So Elijah 就建了一个为神建了一个祭坛，他在坛上浇了好几次的水。
And he prays a prayer in Hebrew that is actually 32 Hebrew words long.
So Elijah 就用希伯来文来祷告，就32个字。
And at the end of that prayer, God answers with fire.
在他祷告结束, 神就听他的祷告, 然后, 就有火, 从那里出来, 降火下来。
Now, I don't like the way that this artist interpreted the fire.
所以你想人是怎么样来解释这个, ,降下来的火呢?
I think the fire was more like this.
你看这个火是应该, 牧师认为火应该是这样下来的。
And the reason I say that is because the whole nation said, Yahweh is God! When you see fire like this, that's what you yell.
当你看到火是这样的情况，你就要这样来讲, 耶和华是神。
So this is the tremendous victory that Elijah has just seen.
所以对以利亚来说, 他经历了一个非常不同一般的一个胜利。
And there is one person in the entire country who is not impressed.
但是在全以色列国有一个人并没有被这个, 所震撼。
Her name was Jezebel.
她是耶洗别皇后。
And Jezebel said, if Elijah is alive at the end of this day, you're going to die from not killing him.
所以耶洗别说, 如果明天这个时候以利亚还活着的话, 那我的神就来对付我吧。
So what does Elijah do?
所以以利亚怎么做呢?
He runs.
所以以利亚见着光景, 他就起来逃,
and he
逃命,
runs.
让他跑呀跑呀,
and he runs.
他再跑,
he runs about 100 miles.
他跑了将近100英里,
that's a lot of running.
这是跑得很多的,
he is running for his life.
他在逃命,
now think with me for a second. He has just seen the fire of God come down.
大家停下来想一想，他刚刚才看到神从天上降下火来。
And yet he is running for his life.
然后这个时候他就开始逃命。
That is what fear does to us.
这就是恐惧, 让我们所造成的, 后果。
He should have just laughed at Jezebel.
他应该, 来嘲笑耶洗别。
But he didn't, he ran.
但他没有, 他逃命去了。
And because of that, a huge disconnection between God and Elijah. A second cause of this was a disconnection through failure. Elijah thought that he was a failure. Again, think about this. The whole nation is just about to repent. And he is a failure because one person didn't.
想一想整个以色列国家, 整个国民都在要准备忏悔, 要, 归向神, 但是有一, 只有一个人让他能, 就让他去逃命了。
So he says in this verse, I've had enough, Lord. Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors. You can hear him whining.
所以以利亚在这里就跟神祷告, 求死, 他说, 耶和华呀, 罢了, 求你取我的性命。
And The most important conversation that you have every day is the one that takes place in your mind.
所以每天很最重要在最重要对你说话的声音是在你自己的脑子里。
And right now, Elijah has a very negative opinion of himself.
就在这此时此刻，以利亚对他自己的态度非常消极。
He's thinking, "I'm no good. I'm incompetent. God made a mistake when He made me."
他在想，哎，我不怎么样，我没有能力，神拣选我是错误的。
And so he's continually saying, "You're a failure. You're a failure." In his mind,
他在自己脑子里不停地对自己说，你是一个失败者。
Be careful, because many times our disconnection with God comes because of our own thinking.
所以我们要小心，很多时候我们与神中断是因为我们自己脑子里的想法。
Maybe there's a sin that's in your life, and you just think that God can't forgive you anymore.
有的时候也可能是你做错了事情，你想神不会原谅你了。
But many times when we have these negative conversations in our minds, it creates a disconnection between us and God.
所以很多时候我们脑子里有很多很消极的想法，让我们与神啊中断关系。
Disconnection also happens through fatigue.
我们与神关系隔断，还有就是我们太劳累了。
This prophet was exhausted.
以利亚先知是非常的疲劳。
I mean, he basically ran 4 marathons in a row.
他就是几乎是跑了四个马拉松。
And he is tired.
他当然是很疲劳。
So he lays down under a tree and he falls asleep.
所以他就躺在那个罗藤树下就睡着了。
There are many times when we become disconnected from God because of physical problems.
所以很多时候我们与神隔绝是因为我们身体上有问题。
My wife suffers from Lyme disease, and many of you have been praying for her for years, and I appreciate your prayer. She's actually in a very good season right now. We're thankful for that.
牧师，师母她呢，生那个 Lyme disease 很多年，我们教会也为她祷告。她今年其实还不错。
But over the years, when her symptoms flare up, and she's tired, and her joints ache, and she has TMJ,It causes us to carry a very heavy burden that disconnects us from God.
这么多年来，他有的时候关节痛，然后身上也长东西，非常的痛苦，也给家人带来很多的痛苦和负担。
Sickness can do that.
疾病可以让人这样子。
But also not taking care of your body will do that.
如果你不照顾你的身体，也会引起这样子的后果。
If you're not resting properly at night and you're always tired.
如果你休息不够，那你就会总是感到很疲劳。
That will disconnect you from God.
这会让你与神中断关系。
Not exercising, not eating properly, the physical and the spiritual are related.
当你不吃健康的食物，不经常锻炼的话，都会导致这种身体不好。身体和精神是联系在一起的。
Neglecting your body can disconnect you from God.
当你忽略照顾自己的身体，就会让你跟神的关系中断。
And finally, disconnection through fertility.
第四点就是当我们感觉自己无用，也会让我们跟神中断关系。
Elijah feels like he's the only one left. The situation is hopeless.
以利亚觉得他是唯一神留下来的一个先知，整个这个情形就是非常的绝望。
I'm the only one left, and now they're going to get me.
所以以利亚在说，我是唯一剩下的一个先知。
In our family, we call this acting like a victim.
牧师家他们说，这样有这样一个名字，就是说，演一个受害者的一个角色。
And we have a special sign that we have as our family.
所以，在牧师家有这样一个特别的一个记号。
When we hear victim talk, we do this.
当我们扮演要讲一个受害者的角色，我们就把手举起来，这样子。
And that's what Elijah was doing. He was talking like a victim when he was a victor in Christ.
所以以利亚就在做这个扮演这个被害者的角色，而其实他是刚刚在为神赢得了一场胜利。
These are not the only things that can disconnect us from God.
这些都是下面还有一些别的让我们与神隔绝的一些迹象。
A lack of joy.And a lack of peace indicate that we are disconnected from God.
当我们没有喜乐，没有平安，就是来可以来显示我们与神的关系有
Here's another sign. No interest in opening your Bible.
另一个迹象就是你没有兴趣打开圣经来读神的话语。
If you don't want to read God's word, that means there's something wrong with your relationship with God.
如果你不想读神的话语，就说明你跟神的关系有问题。
An absence of prayer.
有的人不喜欢祷告。
Searching for worldly amusements.
然后在寻找世界上的享乐。
Lack of control with food and drink.
在饮食还有在饮酒上没有节制。
Fault finding and a critical spirit can reveal that there's a disconnection.
当我们愿意去找别人的毛病，然后喜欢批评，就是也显示我们与神的关系不正常。
So if you are disconnected from God today, you need to find out what's causing the disconnection. That's step number one.
所以如果今天你觉得你与神的关系中断，那你就要来诊断一下是什么原因引起来的。
The second step.Is to reconnect through the physical.
第二点就是第二步就是重新通过身体上来重新与神建立关系。
Notice God isn't a military drill sergeant here.
我们来看这里，神并不是一个军队训练的一个官员。
When the prophet's lying down underneath the tree and he falls asleep, notice what God says to him.
当以利亚他累了躺在树下睡着了，我们来看一看神是怎么样跟他讲。
Now there's two ways that he could say these words.
There 有两种方式来说这些话。
This is a gentle way that I think God said this.
这个是比较温和的一个方式，神这样来讲。
Elijah, get up. There's some food here.
神说，以利亚起来吧，这里有食物给你吃。
This is the way we would do it.
这是我们要说的。
Get up, you bum! I just put fire on the mountain. What are you doing here?
起来，你这个懒鬼！我刚刚降火下来，你怎么现在还在这样？起来，赶紧。
Notice how gentle God is.
我们看到神是多么的温和。
He just invites him. Oh, you had a nice nap. Great. Here's some food.
神非常的慈爱，这里他让以利亚起来吃。
And notice the last line here.
我们看最后一句，这里讲。
And he laid down again. Take another nap. Come on, you need the nap.
所以以利亚这里呢，起来吃了喝了，又躺下来了。
What is God doing here? God is saying, Elijah, you need to take care of your body. You have just been running 100 miles.
在这里，神告诉以利亚，他要起来，要吃，要照顾他的身体，因为他刚刚跑了100英里。
There are people in this room, and you know who you are, that you have been running 100 miles.
我们今天在座的就有人可能在跑了100个英里。
You're working insane hours at work.
你在工作上花了无数的时间在工作。
And then you have another 20 things on your to-do list.
然后你还有在你的要做的事情上还有另外20件要做的事情。
And you're exhausted.
然后你非常的疲惫。
And if you want to reconnect with God, you need to take care of yourself physically.
所以如果你要重新跟神建立关系，你就要在身体上要照顾自己。
You simply have to say no to some things that are demanding your time and energy.
所以你要跟那些要花费你时间跟精力的事情要说不。
You need to rest one day each week.
所以你每天每个星期都要来休息。
That is a Sabbath rest that God has built into our lives.
就像神在我们在造我们的时候就已经制定让我们每天都要休息有安息。
One day just to step back and enjoy life.
所以要有这么一天，你要停下来，要享受神给你的生活。
It's all part of reconnecting with God.
这都是跟神建立关系的一部分。
A third step in this process is to reconnect through the emotional.
第三步与神重新建立关系，就是要在心理上与神建立关系。
So he got up and he drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God.
所以以利亚仗着这饮食的力，他走了40昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Anybody know where Horeb is the mountain of God.
大家知道何烈山有什么意义吗？
It's in nowhere. It's in the middle of nothing.
它在沙漠里面，没有人知道。
It's in the middle of the middle of the desert.
都在沙漠中间。
There is no Wi-Fi at Horeb.
那里没有那个无线的那个上网的。
There's no television at Horeb.
没有电视。
There's no sports or movies or anything.
也没有娱乐的运动啊，或者是电影。
Why would God send him to the middle of the desert?
为什么神带他来到沙漠中？
Because Elijah needed a place where there was no distractions.
因为以利亚需要在一个没有干扰的地方。
We live in a world where there is endless music and chatter and text messages and busy schedules.
我们现在活在一个世界是有无休止的噪音，繁杂的事情，还有永不停止的那个各样的上网。
The most recent study said that we are connected to our electronic devices 11 hours a day.
所以有人做过研究说我们每天有十一个小时都在通过我们的手机或者是网上在花费我们的时间。
You will not connect with God if you have your Bible here and you're connected to your device here.
我们没有跟神有关系，我们一手拿着圣经，另外一手拿着我们的手机。
You have to turn this off.
我们需要把我们的手机关掉。
You have to have boundaries so that God can speak to you.
你要画一条界限，然后神才能够跟你讲话。
So where is your desert spot?
所以你在沙漠里的那一个点是在哪里？
We all need a very special spot, and I'm actually talking about a physical location.
所以我们都需要有一个跟主交通的一个地点。我是讲一个就是真正存在的这样一个地点。
Where you go every day to connect with God.
然后你每天都可以到那里去与神与神交通。
I have a chair.
我有一个椅子。
It's a chair in my study.
是牧师书房里的一个椅子。
And aside of that chair, I have my Bible and my prayer journal, and I have a hymn book.
在那个椅子旁边牧师有他的圣经，他的祷告的笔记，还有他的赞美诗。
And every day, the first thing that I do when I get into my study is I sit in that chair and I connect with God.
所以每天第一件事，牧师就到那里，坐在那个椅子上与神交通。
It's my desert spot.
那是牧师的他的那个沙漠里的一个点。
There is no connecting with God unless you find your desert spot.
所以我们不可能跟神有真正的交通，我们只有在那个我们自己的沙漠的那个地点才可以。
A fourth step in our journey is to connect through the spiritual.
在第四步就是我们要在属灵上与神重新接通。
There is a process here by which God connects with the prophet.
所以这里有一个过程，神是怎么样跟这个先知来接通的。
Elijah is ready to listen. Okay, Lord, I'm ready to listen. I'm in the desert spot.
以利亚在这里说，神，我已经准备好了，我在我的沙漠的那个点上，我准备跟你交通了。
So the first event is a great, powerful wind. It's a tornado. Rocks are flying. Bushes are flying around. Wow, what a wind.
所以一开始在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石。
But God was not in the wind.
但是神耶和华并没有在那个风里。
It shattered rocks.
虽然有崩山碎石。
But God wasn't in the rock shattering.
但是神并没有在那个碎石中。
Then everything started shaking.
然后开始有地震。
It's an earthquake.
然后开始有地震了。
Where is the last place you want to be in an earthquake?
地震的时候，那你最不应该待在的是什么样一个地方？
In a cave.
在一个洞里。
And that's where he is.
这是以利亚在的地方。
So I can see him going, oh Lord, this is an earthquake. This is not good.
所以我们可以想象他在那个洞里会想到，神，这个不太好情况。
But after it was over, there was no voice of God.
但是地震过后也没有声。
Then a fire came.
然后有火又降下来。
And it was a big fire. It burned everything.
那是一个非常大的火，把所有的东西都烧掉。
But there was no voice in the fire.
但是耶和华声音也不在火中。
All right, so what is it? Where will you hear the voice of God? What is it like?
那到底神的声音在哪里？我们从哪里可以找到？
The clue is in here.
这里有一条线索。
The last line, it says, and after the fire came a gentle whisper.
这个经文最后一句讲到，火后有微小的声音。
For you to connect with God, you need to hear the gentle whisper of the Lord.
我们要想跟神诚心连接，我们就要听到神对我们的微小的声音讲话。
I hear the gentle voice of the Lord through the Bible every day.
牧师从读经中能够听到神对他的微小的声音在讲话。
I also hear his voice when I pray. And I'm quiet and I say, Lord, speak to me. And he puts things in my mind that are from him.
牧师也在祷告的时候，还有在静下心来听神讲话的时候，神就会给他讲话，把一些神的话语放到他的脑子里。
I hear the voice of God through my friends and my wife and my family.
牧师也能够从他的家人、他的朋友，神通过他们，神也给他讲话。
I even heard the voice of God through my grandchildren.
甚至神会通过他的牧师的外孙子给他讲话。
They have taught me many things about my relationship with God.
所以神可以通过各样的关系来跟他讲话。
But we must get in that place where we hear the quiet, gentle whisper of God.
但是我们必须能够安静下来，来听到神的这个微小的声音。
There are two words that if they're in your life, you will not hear his voice.
有两个词阻挡我们与神听到神的声音。
The first word is busy.
第一个词就是忙，繁忙。
And the second word is hurry.
第二个就是匆忙，然后很赶。
If we have busy and hurry, there is no gentle whisper.
当我们忙和赶的时候，我们就没办法听到神的话。
So we need to create this spot, this space for us to connect emotionally with God.
所以我们要自己创造一个环境，可以让我们静下心来听到神的话语，与神连接。
And the final step in reconnection is through relational.
最后一步，我们要通过我们的周围的人际关系，在关系中与神重新建立关系。
God gives a mission to the prophet.
神给先知有一个使命。
He puts him back on the field even after he's kicked the soccer ball into his own goal.
所以神给先知以利亚一个使命，虽然他刚刚把球踢到自己家的球门里。
That happened in the World Cup. One of the gals from England kicked the goal into her home goal.
这个确实发生过。英国有一次就把球踢到自己家球门里。
But the game's not over yet.
但是这个比赛还没有结束。
There's still a lot to play.
还有好多要继续做。
So even if you've made mistakes, even if you've kicked the ball into your own goal, there's still things to do.
所以虽然我们把球踢到自己家门里面去，我们犯了错误，但是还是还有很多事情去做。
And the mission is concerning three people.
所以神给以利亚的使命有关三个人。
Hazael, Jehu, and Elisha.
有哈薛三个人，哈薛、宁士的孙子耶户，还有以利沙。
If you are disconnected from God and you want to reconnect, join God in His mission to change the world.
所以如果你与神争断了关系，那你就要加入神的一个使命去做事情。
To connect with God, you have to connect with God's mission. What is God doing?
所以你如果想跟神重新连接关系，你就要去跟神的使命连接在一起。
God is loving people, and that's what we need to do.
神爱众人也是我们要去做的。
It is important for us to realize that for us to reconnect with God, we need to connect with people.
我们应该意识到，如果我们想跟神啊建立关系，我们要建立跟我们周围的人的关系。
Can I tell you what I do when I sense a disconnection going on?
我要跟你分享，我当我感到与神有中断关系的时候，我要去做的事情。
I'll pick up my phone and I'll call people and I say, "What can I pray for you?"
那牧师就会拿起电话，然后打电话给别的人，会说我可以为你祷告什么。
Try it.
所以我们也大家也不妨可以去试一下。
Rather than focusing on yourself, being a victim,
而不是只是关注自己的事情。
Pick up your phone and say, "You are my friend. I love you. What can I pray for?"
然后你就拿起电话，你对你的朋友说，我要为你祷告，我爱你，你有什么事情我可以替你去做。
And when you do that, you will join God in His mission.
当你这样去做的时候，你就跟神的使命连接在一起了。
So I want to close our time together today with two questions for you.
今天我用两个问题来结束今天的讲道。
And the first question is for anyone here that is not a follower of Jesus Christ.
第一个问题是对今天还没有信主的朋友来讲。
And the question is, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal is God, follow Him.
这句话就是在在列王记上十八章二十一节，他说到：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”
If Jesus Christ died for your sin and He rose again, why will you not follow Him?
如果耶稣为你而死，然后为你而死又再复活，你为什么不来跟从主耶稣？
What I'm encouraging you to do and what I'm challenging you to do is today say, I will be a follower of Jesus Christ.
今天我要挑战你来讲，今天我要跟随主耶稣。
And the second question is for you that are here today that said I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, but today you find yourself disconnected from Him.
第二个问题是对我们中间的弟兄姊妹已经是耶稣已经信主，但是今天跟神的关系有中断。
And this is a question that God asked Elijah twice while he was in the cave.
这个问题就是耶和华神他问了以利亚两次的一个话。
What are you doing here?
你在这里做什么？
And that's what I'd ask you today.
这是我今天要问你的问题。
What are you doing with your life?
你是怎么样来在你的生命中怎样来做的？
There has never been a more desperate hour for Christians to stand up and proudly and joyfully declare, I am a follower of Jesus Christ.
今天我们基督徒要站起来说我是耶稣基督的一个追随者。
This is the time we need to do it.
现在就是我们这样去做的时候。
We need to do it in a winsome way, a joyful way, but we need to stand up and say, I'm a follower. I love Jesus.
So we need to be very joyful to say, now we need to stand up and say, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
I know right now, many of us are discouraged by the way that the culture is going.
I know many people are discouraged by the way that the culture is going.
But I have to tell you, from my perspective as a pastor, I have never had more conversations about Jesus than I've had in the past 12 months.
但是牧师的经验是他现在关于耶稣基督的这个谈话比任何以前的时候都要多。
Yes, there might be persecution in the future for us, but that should not cause us from shrinking back and declaring that Jesus is Lord today.
虽然我们有的时候有的时候会有一些挣扎，但是这不能够妨碍我们今天在这里讲耶稣基督是我们的是我们的主。
My prayer for this church is that every person walking out of the doors today will reconnect with their God today.
我今天的祷告就是，当我们大家今天走出教会的时候，都会重新发现与神重新建立关系。
Today is a day of new beginnings.
今天是新的一个开始。
Lord, I thank you for the story of Elijah.
神主，我感谢你今天用以利亚的这个故事跟我们讲话。
And that we can learn from him and profit from him.
我们可以从以利亚那里学到很多东西。
So I pray for every person here today.
我今天为每一个人祷告。
That today would be a day that they would recommit themselves to loving you and following you.
今天我们每个人都在这里再一次委身来跟随你，来爱你。
And for those that don't know you as Savior, that today would be the day that they would say, "I will follow Jesus."
对那些还没有认识主耶稣的，今天也是他们要对主说，主，我要跟随你。
I pray your richest blessing upon them in Jesus' name.
我在这里用神的丰富的爱来祷告，我这样的祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.